Might be just us today.
Why? You haven't heard from Eddie?
he says he has no internet.
Tell him to use his phone.
I was going to tell him. Why didn't he just use his phone?
Do a hotspot.
Tell him to go. Well, he should have internet on his data, right?
Yeah.
He uses that at work. What is that, a write-up for Eddie?
Yeah. That's what he gets. No call, no show.
Oh, man. He called, but it was a silly excuse. Write-up for being silly.
He didn't give 2 hours notice.
I had to get Will back to be a teeterer.
In the bullpen?
Yeah.
Let's call him in when we need him.
Yeah, call in Wild Thing.
He's on call.
Yeah, that goes.
We just tell him every Wednesday, Thursday, just be ready.
Yeah, play a game.
If you haven't heard anything by 9:30, you're free.
Yeah, you can go all out on your game.
Oh, no, we don't tell him to play a game because then he won't respond.
Yeah, that's true.
He's in the middle.
He'll probably get too into it.
He's in the middle of, a battle.
Saving the world. All right, let's do this. is Alyssa doing the show?
She'll be working. Third.
Are you doing show? Because she's put show question mark.
Yeah, it's the third Thursday.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And she's going to take next week off, and that's the Christmas show.
No, maybe she's at work watching. Probably going, guys are late again, huh?
God, it's only 9:03. Fuck.
Oh, she is? Oh, you are?
I'll send her the link.
All right.
But figure it out, because, otherwise, Christmas next week is fucked up. Or maybe she got the day off.
Oh, okay. Oh, Lord. No wonder, because I was saying hi to her, because I saw her on, and I just waved.
Yeah.
just to say hi. I didn't know she was sitting there waiting for the link. She's all, yeah, waiting for the link. Oh, my God. I didn't know you were coming on the show. I was just saying hi.
Yes. Oh, look, I'm too far out. I know because you know what I forgot, because I know it's the third Thursday, but remember I went to the Raider game, so I had that Saturday off, so I do have to work today in the afternoon, but
okay,
I'm here.
All right, so let's do this.
Hit it. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name is Albert.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve. See how I waited?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I see. I was a gentleman today.
Yes.
Last week I was just raring to go. Okay, so we're missing Alberto's friend today.
Oh, I didn't know it was just as my friend.
Oh, it's just
there it is. Steve 101 again.
Yes, I know some of our listeners like to hear that. They get upset sometimes.
Always stirring the pot.
Only one.
Well, this is were you here friend. Last week?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's when I screwed up.
Yeah, huh? You stepped all over her.
Yeah. Cut me off, Nick. I wasn't here.
You shot on her too quickly.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Well, we had to do something we haven't done. We have to do this, Alyssa.
What?
Now, you're going to have to help me with this. No. It's very professional, this guy you're looking at.
She's in a happy relationship, okay? You don't need wrecking it.
You have old pictures of me.
Just because she's with somebody don't mean I throw things away. I'm a collector. I'm a collector of things. Oh, we have to start talking about our sponsor. Now, you have to help me, Alyssa. Alberto. You have to go, hey, Steve, we got to talk about our sponsor.
Okay.
It's got to be something we do. You know why?
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 Because they're our sponsor. And if we don't talk about them, there's no money to be made. And that's all I got to say. It's money is an interesting thing, peoples. Everybody wants to make a few bucks, right?
Yep.
Now, if we don't talk about them, nobody's going to hear about them from us anyway. From see the people on the comment box, we don't even know their names anymore because everybody wants to be anonymous now. Me and Alberto were just talking about this before the show. Oh, we're going to fix things. Me and Alberto just hashed it out within 3 minutes. We could have changed stuff for the better.
Tune in next year. I mean, it's going to be a brand new show.
Yes, we're going to go. We're going to be doing
parts of it going to be brand new.
Alyssa, I don't know. I hope you have character voices and stuff. We're going to go back to doing fun stuff.
Huh? I said, oh, good Lord.
No wonder Eddie's not here.
He heard right?
Let's talk about Eddie. Well, don't tell him what Eddie does because we have it's really the real people, but. What was that?
What was what?
Was that Eddie? What was that? It sounded like a little voice.
You're hearing things.
Is that the voice in your head?
Yeah, see, here it comes again. No. Alberto, look at
you got to get on your medications again. Otherwise, you're going to end up like Kanye.
No. Let me see what we're doing here. This must be, is this Richard? We're going to do our sponsor real quick. Alyssa's going to do it because we like her doing it. And, let me see here. Hey, what do you call me? A wrecking ball?
Who, me?
What'd you call me?
What?
Home wrecker.
Who said?
Home wrecker. I'm not a home wrecker. I am not a home wrecker. See, it takes a while for things to sink in.
If they finally got into your brain.
He's like, yes. What?
Like, what are you talking about? I was worried about the pictures. When you say pictures, I forget everything. I'm like.
Well, I mean, you're talking about moving to the next level.
Went down memory
something.
Lane.
I am not a home wrecker. I am a very. Alyssa, I think so highly of her, and I'm so happy for her that she has found somebody that treats her right.
And you're probably afraid of the man, so you don't want to get beat up.
But
that keeps you in line.
Because I have pictures of Alyssa doesn't mean anything. I just think she should be like a movie star.
I want to hear about these pictures.
Let me see here. Who's what's up? Who's this drives me nuts. Montez. There's a Montez. Hey, we got somebody that's not scared to listen to our show and show everybody.
Who was it last week that came on that was just Facebook user? I forgot who it was. It was a girl. It was a girl.
Oh, it was Eliza Monroe.
Okay, then maybe that's her.
Maybe it's a pinup girl?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
because doesn't that happen when they log in? She said something about her logging in a different name or something.
I've noticed.
Somewhere else.
I've noticed this happens when people watch us on our Facebook at the M25 Show group Facebook page. Because we have a group page too. And if they watch on there and they comment, I've noticed Facebook user pops up.
Okay.
But if they're watching on the Steve, Eddie, Alyssa, Alberto Facebook page, Montez is.
So I can tell you, if you go to the Facebook page, I'll actually show who it is. So the Ola comes from Henry Singleton. And the What's Up is from your favorite person in the world.
Richard?
No, Cynthia.
Oh.
Those two different people.
Look, those two different.
Two right. Different so we got people. The,
okay, hello.
The same person.
Sorry, people, you've been outed.
You know, Cynthia, I'm glad she's a fan, and I know she calls me little. What is she, chapstick?
Yeah,
and
you
all
know
that,
what? I don't know what that question means. Is it like what's up with you or what's up down there?
Is that like?
Well, you know what?
Chapstick.
I've been doing exercises, Cynthia. That's all I can say.
He got himself he's getting a penis pump for Christmas.
Oh my god!
He's gonna make it nice and big for you.
Yeah, they said they got this new one out that
it's mechanical.
When you order it,
battery.
They'll put it in a package so when they drop it on the doorstep, it'll be a whole different package. It'll say like crock pot or something, so nobody will know. Oh, she's nice today.
There she is.
I'm going to be very nice because the first thing out of her mouth isn't something rude.
Like
Montez. I want to say hi to Montez. Does anybody know Montez?
No.
No. Well, I do.
Oh. Oh, good.
I know Montez. She's we went to the same junior high.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so she was the first girl. I don't know if I should go into this now because she may not be here. I'd like her to be here. I had the whole story behind this, and I'd like to tell it if I know she's here.
Now you got
Alyssa. Alyssa, hold on, Alyssa.
We all want to know. Hold on.
We're learning a lot about Steve Alyssa, today.
We're a podcast team now, Alyssa. See, I see a little jealousy still, and that's all right. I get it. That's what I have that effect on ladies. I do. Oh, she's still here. Oh, boy. That means I got to tell it, huh?
She said, go ahead. Spill the beans.
Okay. So here's the deal.
Was she the first to laugh at
tell the
dick?
Story.
Tell the story. Tell the story. Look it. We're all inquiring minds want to know.
Okay. Where is Turbo? Turbo, don't.
Turbo? It's hard to hack off the chopstick.
He's letting you down again.
Oh, there's Turbo.
Cynthia. There's Cynthia.
Okay. I know we're waiting for Turbo. Boogaloo Shrimp. He was scheduled to come back on again. So we're hoping he shows up. If he does, he does. If he doesn't, then I guess we're going to have to move on. Yes.
We're not worthy.
Find a new favorite movie.
Yes. Okay, so the story is I used to live in Oklahoma. Okay. I used to live here first, and then around the fourth grade, we moved to Oklahoma for about 4 years. Eighth grade, came back. And I went to a junior high school. I don't know if they still call them junior highs. I hear they call them middle schools now and stuff like that. But I went to a junior high.
It depends on where you're at.
In Fullerton.
It's a junior high.
Okay, so I went to Fullerton Junior High. I had a cousin that went there. So I wanted to go there because I wanted to at least know somebody, right? So there was this, I went and, I had to get used to it and stuff. I wasn't used to it. That school was huge to me from what I was used to in Oklahoma. You know, could you imagine?
Did you go to Nicholas?
Yes.
Hmm.
You know, Alyssa's a very interesting woman. What? How do you know these things? I take cat pictures and I stuff like that, but how do you know things? That's what I want to know.
You know, when they say women,
yes,
are better than the FBI.
I guess so. Oh, you know what? I bet you before Alyssa Alberto decided she was going to come and do the show when I asked her, she probably went track. Probably, how do you look at people? You hire people to go, let me make sure this Steve's okay.
Well, we got websites on, what's Ancestry. Websites.
Yeah.
She probably got 23andMe you or something, and she knows you all the way back to the old country.
How the heck did she get 23andMe from me?
Okay, so
my saliva?
I'll tell you right now. I went to Parks Junior High.
Okay.
So that obviously you didn't go.
No.
Because I would have known you. So that narrows it down to either Nicholas or Ladera Vista. There's only three junior highs in Fullerton.
Okay.
And if you went to Fullerton High School, then it was either again Nicholas or Ladera Vista. And I was kind of thinking of like the people that you associated with in high school and people and people I know. I figured you were more on like the west side of Fullerton instead of the east side. Mm. That's just narrowed it down.
That is very good. That's very good. But if I would have threw this in that 1 year I went to Troy, I did live on the east side of town.
Oh,
but
you were bougie. Check you out.
Yes, I wanted to go look around, check out those Troy chicks, and check them out. And it wasn't for me, so I went back. I went to Fullerton. So, but we did actually live on the east side of Fullerton. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna tell everybody where I used to live, but it's a good thing I don't live there no more. So let's get back to Montez here. Oh Lord, this is why we drive better. Oh Lord, Cynthia, You wait there. I'll deal with you in a minute.
She knows how to track a number.
Yeah, I tell you, chicks, Alberto, are just... It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah. But you know what? They're cute. So that's a good thing. Now, can I get back to Montez?
Cute. Yes.
Okay.
Tell us the story.
Montez, are you still there? If she's not there, then I could tell it another time because...
I'm sure she's still waiting,
There was even the sigh. It must have been a good memory.
Well,
it must be a good story.
It was a good memory, a good story. And If you know, because if I have to tell her when she's here, you know, Alyssa is good at this. She likes to take me into another ride, into another topic. She's there.
Oh, she's okay. There. She's there. Go, go, go. Hurry, hurry,
okay.
Hurry.
So I moved back to California in the eighth grade, junior high, Nicholas Junior High, and doing my thing. And I saw this girl here. I saw this girl. There's a lot of girls. I was like, holy mackerel. It's a whole different fucking league. Yeah. Nothing against my Oklahoma girls, but oh, what a whole different league. I see this girl has these white sunglasses on. And this is back in 84. So, you know, imagine how we all dressed back then and stuff like that. So this is girl. She had short hair, kind of dirty blonde. And she was a white girl. I'm just throwing that out there because...
So does she have the Madonna look?
She had a Madonna, like short hair, and she had these white sunglasses. And I saw this girl, and I was like, oh my God, I like her. I didn't even talk to her or know her, but I liked her already. And I think I might have told my cousin, because she knew her. And I think she told her, so she started to try to talk to me. I don't know, she's just being friendly because I was new. But I liked her. And we ended up getting together, and she ended up being my girlfriend. And we did stuff together, and, you know, that was the girl, Alberto. Remember I told the jockstrap story?
Yeah.
That was the girl I used to go see. So when I'd go see her and I'd be with her, I was getting excited. And I was nervous. I was like, oh, man, I can't let her know that I'm, you know.
Excited?
Because
I was a little chapstick?
Yeah, whatever. So I used to wear, I got this brilliant idea. I'll put a jockstrap on, and then I'll put my thing up in the air on the waistband because it's tight. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Worked like a charm, but it was very uncomfortable.
So and then there was finished, and it squirted all out like a fountain.
No, I didn't. I just wore it so, so it could hold it down because we used to wear these pants that were kind of, you know, loose and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know. So anyway, she ended up being my girlfriend, and it was a good experience. It was awesome. So we're still friends today.
So was she the one you lost your virginity to?
No, that's one thing. We never had sex. Oh. But there's a story that she invited me over to, I don't know who it was. She'll probably tell you in the comment box. But she invited me over somewhere where they had a pool, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. I'm thinking, oh, how? What am I going to do with this? Because, you know, I get excited very easily. But I was a nervous wreck. So she comes out in this
pool. Cold. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
But I didn't go in the pool. Luckily, she was cool about it, but she had her swimsuit on. She had this white swimsuit, and oh my God. If I didn't go home that night and do it like five times to myself.
Her aunt's house.
Okay, her aunt's house. And oh, I'll never forget that bathing suit. It was good. I never got to sleep with her. I wish I would have, but I was an Oklahoma kid, and I wasn't used to... She was kind of in control. I'll admit that. She was more like, she knew what she wanted, and mm-hmm. And I know she tried, and I hadn't been with a girl before. That was the time I was. So, but she kind of guided me the right way, but I wish I would have, because it would have been a great experience, since she was really my first girlfriend.
Oh.
So... And we're friends today still. And no, I'm not a homewrecker. Okay, I'm not a homewrecker. I like pictures and I like to collect them, but I am not a homewrecker. Please stop that. So, Montez, thanks for coming on. I know she's watched over the years that our show and stuff, but she's never really came on and talked. So, oh, I was your first boyfriend. Good.
Oh, how cute.
See, for firsties. But you know what? There was something that I did that there's two girls in my life that I know. One, I've came on and I've apologized. I know she doesn't listen to the show, but I was not very nice to her. Mm-hmm. And Montez was another one. I broke up with her and I hurt her. And I didn't do it the right way. I guess it's always hurt when you break up with somebody and one doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. And I just because I really liked her, and I don't know why. I think I broke up because we were going to high school after that. I was going to go to Troy.
Sorry, you know what, I'm Randy? Laughing at Randy.
Look, see, I'm going to start getting emotional. See, all the girls that I've I've loved before.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
You know what? Let's just go straight to the sponsor.
Like we went from the M25 show to Dr. Phil all of a sudden.
That's just your fault, Alyssa.
Well, you know what?
Let me pull out of Alyssa's pictures. Hold on a second. Let me get back to
Alyssa,
business.
Alyssa, we're teasing some changes for next year. We're getting started early.
Right? Gosh.
Okay, listen.
2023, the year Steve cries. I broke up with her,
and I felt bad because she was sad and she was hurt. And I was just a kid, and I didn't know how to do it right to, I was just like, okay, break up, and you're done. Because I never broke up with somebody. So, don't be, I am not a...
homewrecker.
I'm not a homewrecker.
I didn't call you a homewrecker.
I did.
Alberto did.
Oh, she was a younger lady.
She was in the 7th grade. So, yeah. But she was still, ooh, she was still
gotta
more...
Be careful there. I mean, we're not talking elementary school kids.
I told you I was going to a different... I told you I went to Troy,
right?
Well,
that's right? What she said. She said you broke up with her... Basically, this is what I'm getting. You broke up with her because you were going to high school and she was still in junior high.
Well, I was doing because I was going to not... I was going to the other whole side of town.
Yeah.
You know what? It was a stupid reason.
You have a bike?
That's why I felt bad.
You're like, down I want to check out these other girls.
Oh, here we go.
He was like, okay,
you want me to say...
You go to college, you're like, oh, I want to check out the college boys.
Let's see what Alyssa's doing. I see it. You're basically saying that I wanted to jump in a big lake and play with all the other fish. And
yep.
He was like Judge Reinhold in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You know, he was going to break up with the girlfriend. You know, I'm a senior. I got a lot of things going for me.
Yep.
And then he got nothing.
And then he got nothing. He was just a little peon freshman in college.
Oh, stop.
Nobody paid attention to him.
Hey, do you want to hear the story? Oh, come on. Jeez. In a way, we're a homewrecker. In a way, you were a homewrecker?
Oh,
no.
God.
Well, if it... Oh, here we go. We're going to start our first fight.
There was a...
Oh, I wrecked her.
Ooh.
I know. That's bad because I wrecked her and I didn't even have sex with her.
Oh.
Usually, you know, when I wreck somebody,
in an alternate universe, Montez and Steve are happily married.
Steve
wrecked that house.
I will say this, Montez. I got together with somebody later on. This was later on, I wasn't good to this girl. We stayed together a long time, and I wasn't nice to her. I wasn't good, and I should have been because she was a good girl. And when I decided to be, she left me. And that was the one that really, really broke my heart. So if it helps, I hurt over that. And I hope, karma. Yeah, we say when you hurt somebody, you get hurt. And I can't say how much you hurt, but if it was any way that I did, that's why I know now, you know, I'm grown up. Why are we talking about me? This is an interview about me.
Hey. Alyssa and I just keep our mouth shut and you bring it up.
Record. I'm not a homewrecker. Well, now, don't get me wrong. I've wrecked some chicks in my time. Oh, yeah. Oh, I have.
Just because you got naked in front of
them? Go back today, oh, my God. Is a whore a bad word?
No.
I would be a person who just sleeps around and just... my body would be free. I would just love everybody.
Free for the taking?
Free for the taking. I'd have no shame. Hey. I'm easy. Listen, let's do this. And Randy, shut up. Hey, everybody has a story. No, but anybody that wants to know, I didn't know Alyssa in junior high or elementary or high school, only from the show. Mm-hmm. So I've had people ask me that thought that you were my girlfriend. And I go, no, I go, because they're all, oh, you got your girl on your show. And I'm like, no, Alyssa's... She is a podcast. She's a co-host. She's not, right. You know, like I would have my wife on the show with me or something. Or
your wife asked many times, and you tell her no.
We pretty much grew up in the same town, but didn't know each other.
But it worked out.
I
told the story how I saw you, and I liked that you were communicating and stuff like that. And I was talking to somebody once, and I had said, you know, I think we should get a female on. And she's all, yeah, you should, you know, make sure she's smart, make sure she's pretty, and she's a talker. Mm-hmm. So I just remember that. And then I started talking to Alyssa when she would come on sometimes. And I did like her. So I did talk to her a little bit, you know, I did the Steve talk and all that. And she took it well. And I was like, this is the one, you know. So not everybody could take that, but she took it well. So that's how we got together. And here we are.
Here we are today.
Steve did not. Yeah, we got to think of a nickname for Alyssa, Alberto. I'm not a homewrecker. I'm not. I am not a homewrecker.
Is that going to be your nickname?
I hope homewrecker? Not. You know, there was one time I did hook up with a chick that was married. Ooh. But, let me see. Was it one? Maybe two, but I didn't know. So that's not considered a homewrecker.
Yeah.
You know, see, I was tricked because... You know, the girls wanted to hang out with me. What am I supposed to do, Alyssa?
Well, it's different. It's different if you don't know that they're married.
Yes. You yes. know. You see what? See these traps?
It just depends on once you found out what happened.
I gave it one more go and then I left.
There was breakup
stuff. There you go. Right there. Yeah.
Well, wait there a minute. Well, hold on, because it's not my fault and I shouldn't be suffered because it's going to be taken away because they did the wrong thing.
But once you found out, you should have just stopped.
Well, I found out in the middle of it. So
he had to finish.
What, while you're doing the deed, she goes, "Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm married.
Yeah, oh man, it's brought back memories right there.
It was one heck of a 2 minutes there, you know. They right, started right. And he found out.
Soon as she said the sentence, it was like she started to say it and it was done already.
Yeah, everybody was done. The conversation, the sex act, everything.
Steve was getting dressed when he found out.
Right.
He's putting on his Lord. Pants. Oh, by the way, Steve, I'm married. Right. That was it.
Oh my gosh, she called somebody else's name. Oh, no, I can't say I've never had that. Have you, Alyssa, ever had a guy call out another woman's name?
No.
I've never, wait a minute. No, I've never done that either.
No, she called out.
Only in another... a fight. In a fight once, yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like,
Marty. You're like,
okay.
He called he did or you did?
He did.
He called you mom.
Oh, Lord.
Mom, shut up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Be quiet, Mom.
No, actually, it was funny because he called me his ex-girlfriend's name, and I was like, what the fuck? Well, you must fight with her a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you guys together after the breakup pretty quick when he done that, or was he already broken up with her for a while?
Pretty quick. It was like I knew it. We kind of dated before, and then we dated after. So it was like I knew him for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you feel about it? Were you okay with it or did you did
I was
it bother
just like
you?
All, like, what the fuck?
Damn.
You know, I'm like, and it's funny because it was like I guess, you know, I don't know if they fought a lot. I have no idea, but he was like and he called me he like yelled and not yelled, but like, you know, stop it or whatever, and I was like and he somebody called me her name, and I was like, "What the fuck?" As long as it's not during sex, you know, that's good.
Oh boy, does the name haunt you?
Think of her while you're mad, not while you're, you know.
Hopefully, you didn't have mad sex.
No.
A grudge fuck.
Well, because if he's mad during sex, you know what's gonna happen.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Or did you write him rough next time he had sex?
I don't even remember. You know, punish them. It was a while ago. It was a long time ago.
Oh man,
that's the only time I've ever been called somebody else's name.
Yeah, I guess
during sex.
People don't like that stuff, huh?
No,
but it could be honest to say.
That's why you got to get in the habit of saying just baby. Ooh, yeah, you know, don't say names.
Well, I could see if it was a new relationship, if he just got out of one and jumped in with you, I could see because it's still kind of fresh in the mind, you know. That's why they say it's good to wait because. I mean, there's other reasons, but yeah, that's your other person that you're dating doesn't want to hear, especially like if you were like, you weren't on a rebound or nothing. You were just like, oh, I met somebody I like, you know, you're in it, right? You're not on a rebound, but the guy or the other person is, and he's calling other names because it's fresh on his mind still.
Right.
He's used to being with that girl and calling her name, and now he's with another female. you're still a female, and you just, it's just probably a bad habit you have to break. But I've never done it, so I'm a whole different person. And I'm not a homewrecker. Sorry, Montez, but it was one of the best times of my life, though. If you're still listening, thank you. I would like to have her on before in the past, but I don't know if she ever wanted to come on.
Have you ever asked?
So here we go.
If you don't ask, you won't know.
Yeah, I could never be married to Alyssa. Not, I think she's beautiful and awesome, but oh my god, she's a demanding woman. I see that. And just, oh my god, I would be. Oh yes, you are. Then where's your guy? I get him out of here. Probably say, oh love. He's probably working.
He's knocked out.
He's probably got the list up for Melissa. Let me see. I got a
honey,
this,
honey
do this.
List.
Yeah, honey do list. Exactly, and I only ask once.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
usually and I told how him that works. Too. I told him, I go, you know, I'll ask you once, and if it doesn't get done, I'll wait, and I'll wait, and then I'll do it myself, and I'll be pissed off.
Yeah,
but as long as it gets done, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that scenario. It's like when you don't do it and then they wait and then they do it. And then mm-hmm. you can tell they're mad. And it's like, yep. Oh, shit. And I go, hey, I was going to do it. And they're like, yeah, I know. But it's the whole vibe towards them.
Yeah, I know. But it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable feeling. And oh, yeah. Makes me shiver to think about it. You feel uncomfortable in your own house. with the other half, it's like, oh, so then you got to apologize, and it turns into a little argument for a while, and about an hour later it's all better, but oh, the shit you got to go through to make it better. So with Alyssa, I don't know, she's a hot rod. Who's is that Eddie?
I don't Wi-Fi. Know that's what I was thinking. I'm back, Wi-Fi crashed. That or whoever, who said good morning, Steve?
I don't know. Alberto's got access to all that.
I'll go check it out.
Oh, you know what we never did? The sponsor. That was the main thing. Everybody that's on the stream right now, we have a sponsor called Natural Wonders. And it's I'm going to have Alyssa do it because she does good at it. And, you know, so I'm going to pull her up. And there she is.
I haven't done it in a while.
you never forget.
It's like a fight.
Better go wake him up.
Okay, so Natural Wonders is our sponsor. It's a not necessarily a cosmetic line, but it's more like face, hair, body, natural cleansers, shampoos, lotions, body wash, lotion. Oh, I said lotions already. All natural. And it's Natural Wonders, and there's no carcinogens, there's no bad chemicals for you. I use it, Eddie uses it, and it's really good for your face and your skin. You feel so much better, and it actually smells really well. If you go on the on naturalwonders.com, which is Natural Wonders, is WUNDERZ.com, and you place your order and you put our M25 show in the promo code, you'll get 25% off. And who doesn't like 25% off? That's actually a big percentage. Most people are like 10%. Not us. We give you more.
It really is 25?
Yeah.
Oh, 25%, that's great.
Off. Yeah.
Yes.
So go to naturalwonders.com, put us in the promo code, and you'll love it. Try
that's
it.
That's good.
Try
Should
it.
I play a commercial?
Like sure.
Listen, we don't even need a commercial, but I'm going to play it anyway because Alyssa is a human commercial. But here's a little commercial from Natural Wonders.
See? Oh. 25%. That's what you save.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it's good stuff. It's very good. Yeah. I use it for my hands because my hands have been cracking lately.
You use and, the hemp lotion?
Yeah, they actually... The CEO of the company I know, he actually brought... I told him about... You know, my hands are all messed up, and he brought me a thing of lotion. It has the vitamin E. What else it have? It has cocoa butter. It's got all kinds of stuff. So,
shea butter.
Yeah. So not only does it help your hands, but it also heals it. So.
Oh, nice.
especially when you got cracks in your hand, you know, you don't want to put stuff on it that's got bad, you know, perfumes and, right, and stuff like that. Skin. Yeah, so it works good that I use that. So it's good stuff. So go shopping on there and put our promo code, the M25 Show. It helps them out, us out, and you. Okay. Now,
naturalwonders.com.
Now, Alberto is going to tell everybody what they need to do for our podcast. Because we are a podcast show, but we do a live stream because we're good people and we offer that for free.
Because somebody wants to show his face on the internet.
Well, it looks like your two faces are on there too. But tell everybody. Oh, shit. Oh, I don't know.
A much smaller face.
Yeah, I don't know if that's any better. What was I going to say? Oh, about people going to subscribe to our podcast.
Look, it's Christmas colors.
Yeah, there's my Christmas display.
Oh, there we go. Looks like one of those Mexican wrestler masks.
Nacho Libre.
Mm-hmm. We need people to subscribe to our podcast, Alberto, and tell them how they can do that. Because when they subscribe, it actually puts us on the map. You can listen to it and not subscribe, and it's like,
yeah, we just need
nobody
numbers.
Nobody knows you're listening.
Does nothing.
Or you know, when you're in the shower or something, just hit play and just leave your phone on your bed and just give us a number. Give us a play.
Yeah, a play. But if you can't subscribe, it's free. It's nothing. It helps us out in getting on the map in the podcast world.
Well, I mean, subscribe. I don't know. Go to Apple Podcasts, whatever Apple's done. It used to be on iTunes, but not no more. I guess you can go Apple Podcasts and you search either Magpie Podcast Network or the M25 Show. We're also on Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. If you search the M25 Show, if you have iHeartRadio, you can search Magpie Podcast Network. You'll find us there too. I think that's the only ones I know. Or you just go to our website. You know, the M25Show.com. Usually, right there, right up front, we have the audio podcast and the YouTube link. And then a little lower there, you can see the archive section. Find all the old shows, too. That helps out, too. Just hit play there, too, and give us a listen.
There you go. Very well said.
What were you doing?
I know.
There?
Listen. What is that noise? Somebody blowing something up?
Oh, no. Someone's doing the dishes. Sorry.
It's not like somebody flushed the toilet.
See? What I tell you, Alberto? You already do. Get the guy washing dishes.
How do you do?
She you told
me.
It?
She told him, you know, I'm gonna do this podcast. When I get back, all those dishes better be clean.
I don't want you to hear nothing about me doing a podcast. You just behave. You do what I'm done.
Oh my god.
Let me see here. Why did the sperm cross the road?
Oh, you better answer because
I don't know.
It's a question.
I don't know why.
I didn't know sperm can cross roads.
Yeah, because I put on the wrong sock this morning. Ta-da.
Ew.
What?
You jack off that into the sock and then he put it on and then he crossed the road.
Yes,
got it.
But that would be a lot of sperms, I guess, not just one.
Right?
Let me see here. I got another joke. One. How do you make a pool... Okay, how do you make a pool table laugh?
Oh, let's answer.
It's got to be something about the balls in the pocket.
Oh, here we go. Tickle the balls. Come on, Alyssa. You should know about this stuff.
Well, I'm thinking the pool table because I don't know.
Let's see. I got one more for you. What do you call a herd of cows masturbating?
Oh, this dead air.
Dead air.
I don't know.
Beef stroking off.
Oh my god.
Ta-da.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, I gotta have
one. We're telling you people a whole new show, you know, bad jokes.
Okay, one more. This is a good one. What do you get when you jingle Santa's balls? Oh man. No, don't worry, guys. We got a new show coming in.
I don't know.
We got to get all these jokes out of the way now.
Yes.
This is okay. 2022 closing sale.
What do you get when you jingle Santa's balls? A white Christmas.
Oh. Wah, wah.
Nobody likes my jokes?
Nope.
It took me a long time to write all these. Oh.
Dad jokes?
Let's see here. Why are hot moms so attractive?
Because they're fertile.
I guess MILFs. Because they're fertile?
Yeah.
That's why they're attractive?
Yeah.
Alyssa, why do you think guys are attracted to hot moms, MILFs? In your opinion, well, as a MILF
yourself.
I have
a problem with that, you know, label, but, you know, go ahead and answer it.
Alyssa. Hot moms?
Well, when you call them, when you call them MILFs, I don't know. When did that switch? Because a MILF was, you know, you have your kid young, a son especially, and then, you know, they get to like 15, 16, they got all their, you know, same friends, same age, and you're still, yeah, you know, young and hot enough that his friends want to fuck you. That is a mother that I'd like to fuck.
Yes.
You know, but now, I mean, it gets played, you know, like if a girl's 22 and she has a kid, yeah, she's a MILF, you know, any guy would want to fuck her, but, you know, that's not what a MILF, you know, for some reason it morphed.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, hot mom.
I just think a MILF mom would be. It's just a mom. I don't care what age.
But I mean, I think MILF started off like that. It, you know, it's, you know, your teenage son's friends want to fuck you. You're the mother they like to fuck.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, now it's, you know, okay, if you're 30-year-old and you're a mom, you know, a 35-year-old guy, you're not a MILF 35-year-old guy. But I mean, I get it. You know, a hot mom.
Why are hot moms attractive? How's that?
Yes, thank you.
Because we just don't want teenagers after the hot moms. Because I like hot moms, and I'm not a teenager.
You don't want to fight the teenager.
Yeah, that's true. Well, just hot moms in general. How's that?
I don't know. Honestly,
have you had experience? Okay, since we'll kind of go Alberto's way a little bit, have you had younger guys want to go out with you and be with you, or
but,
and do you feel different about, well, you're too young, or do you just go for it? Oh, you do.
Alyssa could have been a MILF because you had your kids young, right?
Yes.
What do you mean she could have?
Okay. Well, I mean, she's
done, or am I not? What are you trying to say there?
Okay.
Oh, God.
What?
I had to turn away for a second.
I broke.
I thought I was bad.
Thanks. You just made my self esteem go really high.
Alyssa's gonna.
Or she's off the market.
Show,
she's
not.
I'm gonna go cry right now.
I thought I was a MILF, and Alberto said I wasn't.
Right?
Well, you were more of a MILF back then.
Oh, I'm not now. Thank you.
Oh, boy. I think I'm MILF. I don't know. I don't look too deep into that.
I've had enough.
Stifler's mom. She is one. Oh, Randy says.
Well, yeah, I mean, see, like that. I know she was after
Randy thinks
his.
She's a MILF.
Stifler's mom was after his friends, you know. And, you know, and she was a.
Yeah.
Well, at least with that one guy. I forget the character's name.
Yeah, it just happened in the movie, you know. It just happened that way.
That's what made it popular.
Yeah, because the friends like the mom, I mean. But mm-hmm. I look at it as a MILF is just a woman that's had kids. It's a mom, and she's
well,
hot.
That's
the way
what
I look at it.
That's what it's morphed into.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's well, like Stacy's mom, like that song Stacy's Mom.
Who's Stacy's mom? What is
You've
that?
You've never
who
heard Stacy's Mom's Got It Going On? No. You've never heard that song? It's kind of like a MILF song. It's a MILF song.
I've heard
really?
It. I don't know if I've heard it or maybe heard it a long time ago.
Yeah.
I know, and I kind of know what the subject of the song is.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
it was
maybe
like
we
a,
can play it.
Let me see.
What, it's called it. Stacy's Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Shit, I didn't know I was going to get so many
and even stuff like that's a MILF, you know. You know, you're a teenager, yeah. You have a girlfriend, and you know, both you're, you know, 16, 17, but you kind of want to do her mom because, you know, she's so hot. You know, there's that kind of Gilmore Girl, you know, syndrome, you know, that mom's right. Young enough that they can pass as sisters. That's something Steve would write.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be Alyssa's new theme song.
But if you see, look, it's like the teenage. Stacy,
can I come over after school? Careful, we don't want to get thrown off YouTube.
I know.
Okay, I
only do
I
like
10 it.
Seconds. 10 seconds, that's it, because we'll get muted.
Well, you know, hey, I get that part too. You know, hey, you know, like if you're in high school, and you got a buddy or something, and you go hang out at his house, and he has a. I can get it. You're at that age too, yeah. Where
your homeborn's what is it, young, Roman. Fun and full of cum.
That's right. And then you see a mom, and hey, women are beautiful. You know, guys, we start seeing when in the end of junior high. Well, we always see, but when high school hits, it's on.
Hey, she has to lay down the law.
Wait. Hold on.
Giselle, what do I do next?
I got the dishes done, honey. Please.
What else do I do? What else, my majesty?
She doesn't even want to listen my to queen. Us.
He's all, okay, what else do I have to do?
If you're listening to the podcast, just go to the YouTube by about 43 minutes in. You see Alyssa lay down the law to her man.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry. Yeah.
So what do I do next, my queen?
Go change the oil in my car.
I do need an oil change. That's so funny.
Oh, Lord.
I have to take it.
So, Stacy, what is it called?
Stacy's mom.
Stacy's mom. We're going to do a song in the new year called Alyssa's Mom. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, brother. Stacy's mom. Okay.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. That's so Stacy's mom. So, okay, a guy is singing Stacey. About his girlfriend's mom. Mother. Is that what it
or
is?
Or his Stacey? Friends or the neighbor. Maybe the neighbor is Stacy. I have no idea. They don't really specify who Stacy is. But anyways.
Oh, this is too complicated for me.
You just like hot women. We all know.
Let me see here. So Stifler's mom. Do everybody remember Stifler's mom? Is that all she was called, Stifler's mom? Or did she have a name in this movie?
I don't know. I think she's just Stifler's mom. But I remember she also came out on a Clueless and...
Well, that's other movies. But I think even in the second part, remember when they're having sex in the car, and I think the boy tries to tell her name. It's like, my name's Stifler's mom.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
Funny.
Interesting. Oh, I don't know. I read an article on her that after that movie, she had a lot of sex.
Oh.
Yes, because of the movie, she had a lot of, you know, a lot of people wanted to be with her more. So she took advantage of it and did her thing. Why not, right? Yeah. If you can do it, do it. I like it. Let me see here. What does it mean when you do a panty raid and the woman didn't even notice there was a panty raid?
She has a lot of panties.
Alyssa, what do you think?
I'm sorry. Do it. Say it again. Somebody was talking. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I thought I heard. I thought. Is that the show playing in the background, or is that your?
No,
that's her man saying, "Did I do the chop right?"
It's his son's birthday, and they're going to breakfast. And I think his son is here talking in the living room.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Listen. It's
so right. I was like trying to listen. Like, who is that? No, we. I got distracted.
You don't
sorry.
Have to cover. Okay, we've already established you're the dominant type.
Don't have to explain.
Okay, so what was it? A panty raid? What?
Now I got to read it again. Where's it at? What does it mean when you do a panty raid, and the woman didn't even notice that she was panty raided?
Oh. Well, that's easy because, you know, it just depends. Well, like me, it's like some women have like a lot of underwear. So it's like kind of hard to even, you know.
To notice.
It depends how much you raid. I mean, if you only take one, then she might not notice.
Does it mean too that maybe she doesn't wear underwear a lot and she doesn't even look? Could it be that too? Or is it more of she has a lot of pairs?
It could be that she has a lot of pairs. It could be, yeah, she just doesn't wear them.
And doesn't notice?
Yeah.
See, I like that. This is the stuff I like.
That she doesn't wear them?
No. Oh. You.
Me?
Yeah. She has a lot of pairs. Okay.
Yeah. She has a lot of pairs.
All right.
And then doesn't have like a specific, you know, favorites or, you know.
Really? So you wouldn't, like, say you had a lot of pair of underwear, Alyssa, and one. You wouldn't really know if one was missing. You don't know what
not
you
really.
Wear, colors and stuff. Really?
Yeah, I mean,
I guess guys are different.
How many you have?
Well, how many pairs of underwear could you have? Like 50? I mean, I would think you would have. I mean, guys, what do we have? Like at least a week's worth. That's it. We just wash them and wear them again.
Yeah. Well, women, you know, it depends. You know, you've got your like someone. I don't know who says she has favorites and granny pairs. And the whatever pile. So yeah, you have the ones you wear when you go out. You have
the ones you wear when you're gonna have sex.
Period panties.
Oh, you have sex panties?
Yeah.
When you're gonna get it on?
Ones, yeah. When you think you're gonna go get some, you wear sexy panties, and you have your ones you wear to work, and you have your granny panties, and you have your period panties, and you have
God no.
There's all kinds.
What are you talking about?
Those are the ones Steve's on the raid.
You know what? I like underwear a lot. I would go for the granny panty. Now when you're talking period panty, I don't know about this stuff. I just thought the period panties are just regular, like they cover everything.
They're the old ones, you know. They're almost in the ones. Trash. So
you're yeah, like all beat up.
You know, yeah, it's kind of like when you clean up the house. You know, you got the old clothes that you don't care anymore.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The rag panties.
Yeah. The rag panties. Okay. Hey, look, it says is on the comment box. She is a past guest from a long time ago.
Yes.
I've tried to message her so much, and she must be such a celebrity now. I can't even get through to her.
Oh, wow.
And I remember we used to be like that, you know? Not like that, but like that, you know? And
two in the pink.
And, you know, kind of hurt my feelings. My feelings don't get hurt anymore now that I'm... I know, you know, but you know, there's some guests that I really enjoyed and I still do. And it's sometimes it's just hard to get a hold of them. Chapstick Unite. Is that
like
Cynthia?
This. I think she's going like this. Oh,
yeah. Thongs and lace for guys and then gym panties and then period. Gym panties. Now you see, there's a whole nother world right there. I don't know. I think I'm special, huh? I'm a special guy.
You see, I
love women so much. I love everything about them, even down to their undies. isn't that love?
Yes.
You know when people say they're colorblind, Steve's panty blind. You know, there's no difference between panties. They're all made equal.
Yes. If I like you, I like every inch of you, everything. Well, says you should come back on the show. Oh, so she has 10 pair? She has 10 underwears.
Yep.
No, like, say I went there and I took one of hers in a raid. You think she would know? She'd only have 9. Well, she knows how many she has, huh?
Yeah.
Man, so if I ever do a raid, I got to make sure she has a lot. Or doesn't wear them at all. That way she never checks.
Yeah. Probably. Well, no, she probably noticed.
Well, I think women who are around you know that you're coming. So they have like a... like a decoy,
they
you know.
Lock
they,
on their drawer.
No, they got like a decoy drawer where they have all the, you know, the useless panties. You know, all the good ones are like hidden. They
just leave out the rag panties.
The rag panties.
Oh boy, too much. Well, you know what? I gotta say this, and because I have to. Our guest doesn't look like they're coming on, so I apologize again. We gave him another shot.
Yes.
And he's permabanned.
And he didn't come in, so. We won't do that again because it's not fair to you all and us.
I'm so excited.
Me too. I mean, whenever we have a guest on, no matter who they are, if there's, you know, famous or if they're not, I would rather them say, hey, you know what, I can't come on, or hey, it's not the right time, or whatever the reason is.
Hey, change my mind.
Your show is kind of raw for me.
Yeah, maybe this isn't the type of platform I want to be on. What, you know, whatever it is, it's being upfront and
just be
I
honest with
that.
Us, and you know we're not gonna come out here and beat you up for it. Just, you know, just say no, your show's not for me, or heck,
honest communication. Just tell
you know what, you guys are nobodies. Why would I be on your show? Yeah. And we'll be fine.
Exactly.
You know, but we ever hit the big shot, you know, we're gonna remember.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. I was talking to Alberto. I don't know if I should talk about this. I was talking to Alberto before the show about some things that. I thought about, and I mean, I'm talking about it right now because I think it's important. Our show is very risque, and I think most of it comes from our promo post that, you know, when we have models on who aren't scared to show their body parts, their butts and boobs and all that. We post that, and I get it because there's times I won't even post it on my personal page. And if I sometimes don't, I can understand Alberto wouldn't or Alyssa wouldn't, and I have to understand that. And I'm sure it goes to other people too, because we used to call our listeners closet listeners, because we know people listen, but they'll listen without letting people know, unless it's people who are cool who come on the in the stream and comment, which is, we love that. But we have a lot of people I know that watch that don't say nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Or they'll message me after the show through private messages and stuff. So I get it. I get it. And I won't try to change that in the new year, where you can be cool and share our links and not worry about an ass hanging out that's naked as hell. And, you know, you don't want to post that on your timeline, because I get it.
Yeah.
But I mean, our show's the same, you know, it's, it is what it is. But I mean, I think that part is the part that is the part that hard for people to share, because, and I get it and I understand. So we're going to do that. And I know there's a lot of people out there that like that too. And they just watch it and they go, all right, let's see who this, who's they're going to post this week, and just watch and like it. And that's it, you know, but for us, you know, we, it, it has to be, our show has to be shared. So, don't get me wrong. I love the people that watch us and listen to us. It's all good. We have a lot of those people, but, we still the same show, but, as far as the posts like that, I think,
I'm sorry. I'm laughing. I don't know who this Facebook user now, who, is. Alberto, wait, we're changing. And it's like, oh man, no boobies, no ass.
What's up, everyone? Alberto, Mr. Peter Pan. Is that, is that Ramon?
That's probably him.
Is that Eddie?
That's his bullshit. Is that Eddie? Ask Cynthia.
Who is it?
No boobies, no ass. Wait, we're changing.
Cynthia.
You know, Cynthia.
She was also the one who had the Wi-Fi problems.
Oh, okay. She does. And you're giving me trouble about, I still like boobies and ass. I love it. I'm a man. But I don't see Cynthia sharing our show around.
By the way, talking about panties, Cynthia says she has 30-something. I wouldn't notice if you touch my cheap ones.
Oh, yeah, I'd take all yours after you work out and everything. See the love I show? See, I see the love I show, Alyssa?
Yes.
I show love. Just because I take panties doesn't mean I'm a perv. It just means I like you.
It's the way you show love.
Yeah, just I like
it's
some
your
people.
Love language. It's your love
some people
language.
Hug and give a little peck on the cheek. But yeah, I just take your underwear. That means you got me.
Yep.
That's how I court a woman. I take her underwears.
You steal her property.
I share to people not on my page. Well, that's okay. That's what I'm saying. That's nice that you share.
You got to create an alternate profile.
Yeah,
right.
Fake profile.
Just
I'm here for Alberto.
Messages to certain people.
So Cynthia's saying about Alberto dressing up as Peter Pan.
I think that's Ramon.
Oh, okay. Our show is still the same, guys. It's still the same. We're as new year, but you know, we want our show to be shareable. If you can't share it on your own timeline, that affects us a little bit. You know, I get it. So you just shouldn't have to make an alternative account. to share our show. I appreciate it, but you know. But let me see here. I don't know. I don't know why Cynthia does never come on our show. She's been with, you know, she's been a pretty faithful listener, comments and stuff like that. And I've asked her, but she won't come on. Why, Alyssa? What do you think? What do I need to do? Is she shy or is she embarrassed I'm not big enough? I don't know. What do you think?
She's busy.
Oh, that's the only reason? Okay,
that's
I get it.
Said. She's busy. Sorry.
Okay, I like that response. See,
maybe
Cynthia?
She listened to us at work, you know, like I used to.
On the loudspeaker?
No.
Oh, Alyssa, you did? Oh,
yeah.
That makes me feel so good. I knew there was something like, special.
I used to pop in and out when I was able to. Yeah.
That sounds like me with my past girls. I used to pop in and out when I could. But yes.
Yeah, I watch while I work.
Very cool.
That's why. On my iPods.
But Alyssa, I'm going to ask you that question. Do you share our show on the page when there's a guest coming on and they want pictures like that? Because
don't
get me wrong.
Not necessarily because you tag me. So
if I didn't tag you, would you share and say, hey, tune in to our show this Thursday? Because I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, but because you tagged me, so there's no reason for me to post it.
Alyssa, I haven't tagged in a long time. I stopped. Remember I told you, I go, hey, I'm not going to tag you because if it ever shows up on your timeline, it's not for me to to do that. Like if I post a model,
I just automatically thought you tagged me all the time.
No,
because I know you used to.
I think I only tagged you without like a ass that was spread eagle. I would tag you like, you know, if a, uh-huh. with a decent post, you know.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't do that to someone. Why would I do that and that ends up on your Facebook?
Well, now that I know, I'll have to share it because I always just thought you tagged me.
Oh, okay. Alberto? Alberto's mom doesn't even listen to our show.
Nope.
He doesn't even share. She doesn't even know we do a show.
See, nope. Everybody knows I do a show.
You know what my mom thinks?
My mom will listen.
Well, your mom's proud of you?
My mom's proud of me. She knows. She knows how I am. No, my mom knows about the show. I don't know if she per se listens because I think it's a little too risque for her, but
Is she on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, has she ever seen any post of any of these beautiful women?
Oh, I'm sure she has. I'm sure she has. Oh, really? She
never says nothing?
Yeah, I was going to say, she's even told me, you know, you really got to be careful what you do on the show and what you say and da 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 da, because anything on the internet will follow you forever and blah, 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 blah. Mom, I know.
Okay.
But she, well, see, you know,
it's just the
typical
like
mom. Well, my Nina and my uncle have listened.
Yes.
Who else? My kids want to listen, but they always forget. My boyfriend knows.
Has your boyfriend listened?
I don't think he's listened.
Okay, see,
he just can only hear me, like what I say. So I don't think he's listened to it.
Why hasn't your boyfriend listened? If he's your boyfriend, you think, you know, he would want to listen? Like, if you had your boyfriend doing a show, what did you want?
I have no idea. I never asked him why.
Okay, I'm just curious because I'm not trying to get into your relationship, but you would think like if my other half was doing a show, I'd be like, oh, check it out, see what the hell they're doing.
No,
I think for the most part when we do the show,
yeah, hell yeah, I would.
You'd be checking it out. Go, you better not be saying bad shit about me. that's the only reason Steve would listen to his other show.
I would do it to support. I would go, hey, yeah, I checked it out, it's pretty funny, or hey, it's not my thing. Good, you know, I'm glad you're having fun, but it's not my thing. But I would check it out. I mean, I'm not that.
Steve walk right in the middle of it with a belt, you bitch.
Here we go.
No, actually, it's like he's for the most part he's like asleep when we do the show. So
okay, I'm just asking. But look, I'm just being. I want people not even to think of that. Like Alyssa's mom said, she didn't even probably listen to the show. She just saw some posts, and that's the idea that she gets, right? And I get it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But in this, what's that?
I think she listened to like one of the first shows I was on.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we were pretty. I don't remember Alyssa's first show. Do you, Alberto?
Well, it was a COVID show, right? So
yeah, it was like in April.
Sometime 2020, March or April. Whenever we figured
April
this out.
2020. I remember I was in the living room when we did like a test show.
Were you here for that midnight show when we were all drinking? What's up, Steve?
I remember.
I don't remember that. Yeah, I don't even remember things.
We didn't do it. It wasn't a show, but I think we came on. It was nighttime. It was like 8 o'clock here, and then I think was Henry joined us, and other people were just brought people on, and we just chatted. We never. It wasn't like an official show. It was just or episode. It was
just for fun.
Yeah, for fun, and I think we started drinking and taking shots at the end.
I remember taking shots. But I don't think it was like a midnight show.
It was evening. I think it was dark outside already, but.
Oh, no.
It wasn't like, you know, this morning how we did it.
I don't even remember. I've done so many shows, I don't remember.
I'm sure it's up on YouTube or maybe at least Facebook if we go find it.
Who is this face? Is this Cynthia saying that her boyfriend knows or my boyfriend knows, but he said it's not his cup of tea? I think there's a lot of judgmental people outside of here, and here I feel like I can be more me, but it has nothing to do with you guys. It's more about the outside noise.
Okay, so my
that's what I mean. That means
here we go.
Other people would think if you're watching something like that, even though you don't care, but still.
Okay, you know. I can tell you. Okay, so the boyfriend knows, and not his cup of tea. That's all Cynthia. That other one, judgmental people. That's all Ramon.
Oh.
And my friends know since I've started, that's also Cynthia.
Yeah, I don't know. I want it to be shareable. That's it. You know, we're still the same show. It's just as far as throwing out the Playboy promos.
And you haven't told us about your mom.
Oh, you want to hear about my mom? Okay, my mom knows. Okay, here's a story. I told you about how they came over one time and
you had to clear out the room?
No.
I didn't clear out the room. Oh. I left all the pictures.
His dad demanded the all the pictures.
The stuff that you see.
His
that
mom wanted posted. The room cleared out, but he didn't do it for his mom.
So I left all the photos up on my wall of the models that have sent, you know, their signatures and stuff like that. And I had it up there and I was like, I don't think nothing of it, you know. So they're in here laying in here. I think they're getting the house fumigated or something. So
they needed to
stay here for a couple of days. And so they're sitting here watching TV and I walk by and I don't think that. But then I'm thinking, you know, oh, my God, they're laying in there with all those pictures. Right. So, my mom said, she always tells me once in a while, she's like, yeah, you always have all those naked girls on your show, you know. She's like, you're crazy, huh? And I go, well, they're not naked. It's just, you know.
Sometimes they're naked, but not on the show.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the pictures, you know. And girls do that. And maybe they're in magazines and they want to sell it. And for some reason, and I get it, people like that. But, you know, as far it goes to the part where some people won't share. If they want their ass posted, and it's a real ass of them trying to sell their magazine, and I post it, and then Alyssa goes, oh, I'm going to post it on my page where my family and everybody is, and all it is a big, big old booty, just with the string covering the crack. I mean, I get it. You know, I love it, but, you know, Alyssa might be like, you know, Alyssa doesn't care at the point, but you gotta admit, that's, you know, maybe you don't want your mother-in-law or whoever, you know.
Well, it's funny because my boss asked me the other day exactly, what's your podcast all about? This is an 80-year-old woman.
Oh.
She and I, it's adult humor. We have, like, guests come on. I go anywhere from, like, entertainers to you know, actresses, comedians. We've got, like, street performers. We've got, you know, what did I tell her? Strippers, or I can't remember. I don't think you said strippers.
You said that kind of, you know, we got, you know, street performers, artists, you know, singers.
I don't think I told her strippers. I just can't remember what I told her, you know, adult entertainers.
You got dancers.
Ladies of the evening.
Working girls.
I get it, but it's just, you know, it's that's what I'm talking about. And there's nothing wrong that we do. I really believe we do find the way we've been, but I just want the show shareable because we do funny stuff on the show. And the more people that see it, I think is a good thing.
See, I was kind of disappointed with that story when Steve was talking about his mom. I was assuming something like, you know, his mom told her friends, hey, you know, my son does a podcast. And they're all like, who, that pervert in the corner? I was like, oh, no, the nice guy in the bottom.
What are you talking about?
Alyssa knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
My whole family knows
your mother,
what I do.
Your mother claimed Alberto as her son.
No, the other guy. Not that pervert up there.
No, they're...
My son doesn't jack off every day. I raise a good boy.
I don't even know if they've watched the show and have heard me talk about who girls I've got thought about.
They watched the first 5 minutes because they know you're still clean and, you know.
Yeah.
They just go, hi, I'm Steve, and then they shut it off.
As soon as Steve says, you know, let's bring out our guest, they turn it off. They go, oh, no, we don't want to hear this.
But... that's the conversation we had, Alyssa. So I kind of let Alyssa know a little bit, but, you know, she kind of shuts me off, you know, when we're talking as friends off the show. Like, Alyssa, you know, I've been cleaning up my Instagram. She's like, oh, okay, cool. And she jumped to another conversation. I was like, oh, shit, I guess you don't want to hear.
Put the phone in airplane mode so she doesn't get no messages.
It says, yeah, that's another thing. I got to – her and Eddie do this shit to me all the time.
I do too, okay?
I want to text him, and then that little moon is on the bottom. What is this shit? Like, don't bother me right now. I'll get back to you when I'm, you know, when I feel like it.
Is that an iPhone thing or what?
And then it says, push it if you really want to get a hold of them. And I'm like, damn, I got to push this, and they're really going to get upset.
There's well, a little usually button. When I'm asleep, when I go to sleep, my phone goes to do not disturb. So it'll turn off during the week.
You sleep a lot for sleep.
Yeah, I never know somebody sleeps so much.
Hey, Steve, check your phone right now. That moon is probably on right now too.
No, it turns off at, is it 9:30? No, 9:30, 9:45, 9:45. It turns off at 9:45.
Alyssa, that's okay. Don't worry. And then when she's driving, she's got that thing on, and I'm like,
when I drive,
and it's even a message. It says, "Hi, I can't get to the phone right now, but when I get back to you, when I'm good and damn ready."
I'm
driving with my princess
Gwen.
When I'm not yelling at my boyfriend, I'll get back to you.
Yes.
No, when it just says, "Hey, I don't text and drive. I'll get back to you when I get to where I'm at or where I'm going or something like that." And it's all, peace out.
So, but Steve doesn't do the whole hey.
No, oh, fuck he just you says, then. Is anybody here? Is anybody here?
I don't know why I try with you guys. All you guys, everybody probably thinks like we all talk all the time.
Listen, Alyssa.
We don't.
You're talking.
We all ignore Steve.
I always say that. You ever see, Alyssa just said it. I go to our GroupMe chat with just us, our crew, our M25 crew, and I just want to say hi to everybody. And I go, anybody here? And I don't hear shit for days. And I was like,
dude,
you can't ever come on and go, hey. Well, I even left a comment for you. Did you read that comment for you? That was all you. I said, where's the queen at?
Where's the beauty queen?
Is she going to bless us with her presence? Yes.
Entrance?
And you didn't even say nothing.
I was trying to send a picture and it wouldn't send on the stupid GroupMe.
But it's been like a week. Were you planning to say hi anytime soon?
Yeah, we didn't know she was coming on the show today.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was doing the show. I just said hi to her today because I was being a nice guy and she's my friend. I wanted to say hi, Alyssa. And she's all, hey, I'm Wayne. Alyssa, I go, you doing the show?
Alyssa, you didn't know we were about ready to hit start and get going. she would have been at, she would have been right there sitting like waiting. And then all of a sudden, hey, the M25 show is live. Like, she'd be like, oh my God, I got kicked off. Just like Will.
I know. I'm like, is there no show today?
Yeah, and you know who treats me like that too? Not just you guys. It's Cynthia. I'll message her sometimes because I'm a nice guy and I want to say hi. Then get back to me for day. It's like,
well, she can't make
you
fun
think
of
you. I'm a nobody.
Sometimes I look at the message and I'm at work and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll reply, and then I get busy and then, like, I forget.
Yeah.
I'm not always on my phone. I'm not like,
you know, that's
no, you know, to see everybody's always on their phone. You know, that's why they have.
Even though, I mean, I do have, you know, I have my watch. It tells
me she's got the Apple Watch. She's got the Apple phone. She's got everything. Satellite dishes. She can't even say hi to her old pal Steve.
I look and I'm like, oh, okay, I got a message, and then like I get busy, and then I totally, I forget.
You just forget. Old pal Steve saying hi. Huh?
Yeah, there we go.
You're not the only one.
You just don't like Steve, so that's the way it works in his brain.
What did I do? I like you. I can I have your pictures. What else? I didn't do nothing wrong to you. I didn't home wreck you. I'm not a home wrecker.
I'm not always on my phone.
He won't like to. Listen, he won't wreck your house because he's afraid of your man.
No, I'm not a home wrecker.
He's going to end up in a ditch.
No. I mean, I get people like they'll send me a message on Facebook or on Instagram, and I'll be like, I'll see it, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll get back to them, and then I forget, and then I'm like, I never got back to them. Like,
that
5 days
that
later.
Doesn't work with Steve. With Steve, is personal.
I'm not just anybody, Alyssa.
You're not the only one.
Alyssa, you see this person here in the bottom box?
You're not the only one. You're not the only one. I do it too.
But I'm different. I'm a special breed.
I don't know if Steve remembers this, but one time he drove me so insane sending me text messages, I punched my, what was it, cupcakes? I'm sorry, it was, you know what, it was basically, you know, you remember the beginning of Scream with Drew Barrymore? How the phone's ringing, she's going insane? Wow. That was me in my house, and he's just texting, this before he got Nova, so ever since then he's mellowed down, like he has his dog, he's cool, but when he didn't have the dog, man, you know, when he wanted attention, you better give it to him. And he's just texting me, and like my phone's making noise, beam, 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 beam. Like, and this little 4-pack of cupcakes were on my bed. I just, bam, like pissed off. And I send him a picture. Look what you made me do.
Like all, Family Guy's all mom.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah, that's.
Mom. Mom.
Like I said, he's gotten okay, better, okay. but he still see it. It pops up every once in a while. He yeah. wants his attention. You know
what? This I don't need those kind of
this
people.
Is the man who was vomiting and sent me audio files.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Of him throwing up, and I got into pizza. No, I'm at God. Home trying to eat a pizza, and then, well, what's this? Into the toilet.
I wanted to prove to you I was really sick.
I didn't need proof. I'll take your word for it.
Oh, man. There was a
whole episode. If you go back to the archives, episode 96, I believe.
This guy got the things memorized and everything. Listen to me. Look. Okay? You guys are making it sound like I'm yearning for friends. Okay?
You're yearning for attention.
Attention.
I just figured, hey, we all do a show. More. We do a show together. I'm being a good podcast person, I guess. What do you call us? Oh. Crew or whatever. But I get it. You guys don't care about me.
Excuse me. Episode 22, folks, if you want to go back and listen.
I thought it was Christmas and all. I thought maybe you guys show a little bit of care. That's all right, Alyssa. You just keep doing you.
Sorry.
Remember that. That episode is Eddie's favorite from all time.
You know who talks to me a lot is Eddie. Out of all, between you two.
It's because he knows what happens if he doesn't. you'll go to his house.
That's right. I was going to say, Eddie does talk to me a lot.
Sorry. I mean, I'll see the messages. I'll see them, but I just don't reply. I forget.
Steve will go to his
house. Listen, I can't just talk to... I'm not going to...
You know what?
That's all right.
If Eddie ignores Steve, if Steve will go to Eddie's house, he'll be like Marlon Brando in a streetcar named Desire with his ripping his shirt. Eddie!
Okay, that's it, guys. That's it. Now you got a friend, huh?
Well, wait, let me tell you.
You have a friend right
story.
Here.
But... Look, see, because
you're not
doing
it. She's got a man. She doesn't need you.
I have a friend, and she used to be like, oh, did you see what so-and-so posted on Facebook? And did you see da-da-da-da-da? And I'd be like, no, if it's not like, I don't really scroll. If it's not like within the first five things on Facebook or Instagram, if it's not, you know, just to go, okay. Yeah. I don't see it.
What does that have to do with me?
That's what I'm saying. I don't like,
I call you personally. I don't fuck with you on Facebook. I go straight to the tap. Hey, listen, it's your old pal, Steve. Then I hear back from you a month later. Hey, hey,
you hear from her in the next show. She's just,
yeah. Well, once she's taken off, and then sometimes I don't see her for months.
Yeah,
and then she's like, oh, hey, you know what? I was meaning to get it back to you. How you doing?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Hey, but at least it's better late than never.
Yeah, I'm just, that's okay, you know? That's okay. I'm just trying to be...
It's like once in a great while, I'll scroll through and look at what everybody's doing and... You know, hey, what's up?
God bless us with your presence. I get it, Alyssa. You're something special. I know that. Oh, my God. But I want everybody listening to know that I do try to keep in contact with these maniacs. I do. We don't talk all the time. People probably think we hang out all the time, stuff, but no. We don't. We don't. No. So I try at least once in a while, send out a text. Hey, what's up there, compadres? You know, how you doing? Not just we just show up on Facebook.
And I put my middle finger emoji.
Oh, gosh. We're supposed to meet soon.
Just put
when
an
we
emoji
meet
on.
In person, it's like a first date with all of us together. It's like, oh, hey, shit, that's what you look like in person? That's how very rarely we see each other.
That's how your bottom half looks, because we only see ourselves top half.
Yeah, we get to see the bottom half of each other.
We can look at our butts. You got six eyes on Alyssa's. and Alyssa's eyes are on the ground. She doesn't want to see.
Yeah, for somebody who doesn't care to message me, she sure put those big eyeballs when I was looking down at the ground. But looked
at
like
the
I was,
ground? You were not looking at the ground.
I had the full picture because we cropped it, and I'm looking at my feet so I don't fall down. And it looks like I'm looking at Alyssa's butt, but and she put big old googly eyes on
that. That guy took like 25 pictures, so.
Yeah, only of that. I'm glad he took one that we could post that was nice, you know, a nice picture of us. She has a predator. He's good. Who's the? I'm not no predator. I purse. Oh, that's Cynthia, right? So anyway, we're still the same show and everything, but now Alyssa can share the show.
Our promos are cleaner, but we're the still filthy show ever.
Yeah, the promos are cleaner. So if you notice, I've been showing. See, a lot of people don't know I have a personal page, and I don't want them to know because I just don't. But I'm sharing the show on my page, if you guys noticed lately, on my personal page. So I was trying to tell Alyssa, you know, it was going to be an intimate moment. I wanted to talk to her and to let her know. Let her know about what I'm doing. And then she just said,
"Are you gonna cry again? Are we gonna get a Dr. Phil moment again?"
She's all, I can see her reaction when she's looking at her phone, probably going, "So? What does that even mean?" Sweet one. Yeah, I'll get back to you later. I gotta go. I was like, there goes that. And then I was talking to Alberto before the show about it. At least he gave me a few minutes because he had to, because we're going to do a show.
I was trapped, you know.
But anyway, we got our Christmas show next week. Are you going to be here, Alyssa? Because I'm going to ask you now because I know I'm not going to hear from you. I'm not going to hear from you after the show.
Hey, Alyssa, so I'm just giving out orders. Tell your man to go to Eddie's house and hook up his internet.
Yeah, does he know how to hook up the internet?
No.
Because Eddie just calls his brother. I don't know why he doesn't call Verizon or whoever the internet is.
Spectrum. Who knows?
His brother knows where he's stealing it from, so.
Oh.
Aren't we meeting next week?
Yes, we are. We're going to have the Christmas show, and it's gonna be about 2:45, unless some people don't show up, and then it'll be cut down, but I don't think it will because we have the Burt Ward coming on, the Robin. They played Robin in the Batman series, and he has a set schedule to read Twas the Night Before Christmas at the end of our show, and he's scheduled to do it at 10. Wait, we started around 9 at 10:40. So 9. No, I'm sorry, 11:40.
Oh boy.
Oh wow.
3 hours.
Because we have a lot of guests. So next year, what we're going to do is we're going to have less guests so we can get this down to 2 hours. But it's so hard because a lot of people want to come on. And you know me, I'm a sweetheart. I like butt and boobs, but
you know what? Next
I tried to get everybody
on. Next
year,
we're just going to pre-record and we'll edit it down. We won't go live.
Next year, what we're going to do is, Alyssa, you guys have access to some kind of hall, right?
No.
Like a hall, so we can put on a real show and
have access.
We're doing it at Alyssa's old condo.
I don't know. not the condo. Well, I just figured the way she, you know, she's an important woman, you know, and then she's always got business dealings going on. I figured she had something going over there.
No? American Legion.
American Legion over there in Placencia.
Yeah.
What do we do, boxing
don't you
matches?
Have to be a veteran or something to be in that?
Yeah, my families are members. My mom's a member. I think I could become a member because my dad was in the military.
Yes, you're. There was a name for that.
Well, you know what? Next year we're gonna have Alyssa join the army, so we can get a
to make sure for sure we get it.
Don't worry, Alyssa. You can get yourself discharged.
Right.
Discharge. Oh, hold on a second. Discharge. I am going to while people. I'm going to read the Thursday. Is this it? Okay, I'm going to read. Go through the list real quick, and then for our show next week is our Christmas show. It'll be Thursday, December 22nd. The show will start at 9 a.m. Pacific time sharp. Now, most guests are going to have between 10 and 15 minutes apiece, and that's it. We're not going to do it. I always get sweet and say, okay, you go over 20, 25. But I messaged everybody that's going to be on the show personally. And unlike Alyssa, they messaged me back. And I told them, I go, hey, look.
All right, Alyssa, it's going to be a five-hour show.
This is your time limit. No. This is for real. Alyssa is going to be the timer.
Alyssa, you weren't here
for... And it's
going
to go because we got plans. We got plans after the show, and it's for us.
Consider yourself lucky you weren't here for that one Steve birthday show when we were in the studio. And he had like 20 girls coming in to wish him happy birthday, and he gave Eddie...
I think that was one of them.
What do you mean I had 20 girls?
On Skype. And, you told Eddie to watch the clock. that was a disaster.
Yeah, Alyssa was one of them.
I was one of the guests.
Did Eddie cut you off?
What do you want me to do? To be rude? This year, it's the way it is. I sent everybody a message and said, hey, the no longer than this time. Some people have 10 minutes. Some people have 15 minutes. It depends. If they're doing a performance, they got 15 minutes. If they don't, they got 10 minutes to do their thing. And that is it. Alyssa's going to be timing, and Alyssa is very demanding. And she's going to step in if you try to sweet talk
me. Alyssa, yeah, I'm sure he won't yell at you the way he yelled at Eddie. That was my favorite part of that show.
Yeah, Alyssa's going to take the heat for this.
I was like, you're looking like you need a stopwatch.
Okay, let me just go through the list before we get out of here. We have Mistress Amy coming on. She hasn't been on in a couple of years. Wait, has it been like 2 years that she...
Last Christmas show?
Was it last Christmas? We didn't have one last year, right? Or did we?
Well, we called it instead. But you know, that was it.
Oh, she came on last year?
No, I don't think so. We just called the last show last year, Christmas show.
Okay, so the year before. Okay, well, anyway, she's coming on. She's going to be the first guest. After that, we're going to have Elvis tribute performer. Remember Rodney? Oh, yes. He's going to be on performing a song. After that,
did he sing me a happy birthday song? He sang me happy birthday.
Yes, same guy. He's going to come on, and if he starts sweet talking you into Elvis, do not let him go over the 15 minutes, Alyssa. You have to be stern with this with me. You have to help me.
Alyssa's going to boss you around.
This guy will have a whole hour.
Steve, shut up.
I'll hit leave show. Leave studio.
Okay, after that we have Jilly the Cougar of Comedy Reel. She's a comedian, stand-up. After that, we have musical guest Ed Gage. He's been on the show before. And then we have artist Spencer Willis, who actually did our Christmas drawing. You guys saw that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's going to be on.
I was going to comment on that one.
Oh, go ahead. You might as well. You don't talk to me.
Why is your hand and Eddie's hand on my boobs?
Because they're both pigs. I'm the gentleman.
I was like, look at these fools. I'm just kidding. Well, look at these guys.
I told him.
Feel in the picture.
Oh, is it really? Is it squeezing him?
It looks like Eddie has his hand like around me. And then
they're probably just going like that.
Like this. Yeah, they're like this, but it's just funny.
I thought it was very cute.
It is a cute picture. I like it. I like the picture.
So when he comes on.
Of course, I noticed that.
Yes, he actually, I told him, hey, you do, I said, just make it a Christmas theme, mm-hmm. and you could do whatever you want, and you could, whatever. So that's what he came up with, and I like it. It's pretty cool.
That's cool, yeah.
After Spencer comes on, we're going to have Remo the Goat's going to come on and do a song for us. Remember Remo?
Mm, yes.
Him and David, his producer or whatever, they're both going to come on, and they're going to do one song for us. After that, Tatiana's going to come on to wish everybody happy Christmas and all that good stuff. After that, Trap God Kirk is going to come on to do a song. Remember him?
Yeah, I have him on Facebook.
Yes, he's going to do a song for us. And then after that, we got Charles Cedric Kenyon, the dancer, the one that did Poppin' Taco. I don't know if Alyssa was here when he did that.
I don't think I was.
He did the guy from Breaking, the Poppin' Taco guy. Mm-hmm. He's going to do a dance for us. And this is where things get a little crazy here. After that, we have South Texas Cheech coming on, but he told me he's going to see how his Wi-Fi works. So you know how that goes. It's a roll of the dice with this dude.
How the Wi-Fi is at his parole officer's offices.
Yeah, so we could cut off 10 minutes right there if he doesn't show. But either way, we have to stay because after that, we have Sancho Claus, Mike Flores coming on in full uniform.
Oh, nice.
So he's going to be our Santa Claus.
I have to see that movie.
Did I give you the DVD?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, remind me to bring them when we get our get together on our Christmas get together, okay? Right. I have them somewhere. And then after Sancho Claus will be our finale. Burt Ward will be on to read Twas the Night Before Christmas. And if people don't know who that is, he is the guy that played Robin in the 60s TV series Batman. With Adam West. He's been on our show before. He's very cool. And I'm going to ask him this time if he lets us, if we can actually go do that field trip. I think he mentioned it to us last time that we could actually go to his ranch. He has a ranch because he adopts dogs. He does the Gentle Giants dog food. So he does he has a ranch with dogs and stuff. And I hear that sometimes he lets people go out there and take a tour.
Oh, nice.
So that's what we're going to do. If he lets us, that's going to be one of the things we do next year. So keep close with that dude. He's a nice guy. Does good for animals. And that's it. So, Alyssa, that's one of your jobs, to be the timer. And then you don't have to jump in and go, okay, you're done. You just look at me and go, okay, Steve.
I got to be
and
nice. Then, I have to
yeah,
be nice.
Just don't go. All right, no, you got to go. Steve, get him out.
I'm like he did to Eddie. Eddie, shut up, man. Come on, I'm talking to this girl.
2 minute warning.
Eddie's going to go, oh, no, let him stay. Oh, you be quiet, Eddie, like you always do.
No, that's not the way it happened that birthday show. Steve, 2 minutes. Eddie, shut up. I'm talking to Jesse LaRue here. Can't you see she's telling me happy birthday? Shut up, Eddie. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, that's fucking great.
Well, this year's going to be different because we have things. And then after that, we're going to get ready to go to our... All of us are going to get together for our Christmas little get-together.
At an undisclosed location. Undisclosed, because yes, we don't know where the hell it's going to be.
We don't know yet.
We don't even know yet.
Secret, so secret, we don't even know.
So make sure you tune in on Thursday. It's going to be fun. Got some cool performances. The only one that's not going to perform that I'm kind of bummed is Ed Gage. I asked him because he's a rocker. Mm-hmm. And he's all, I didn't know you wanted me to play a song. And I actually sent him a message to if he can perform at least one song for us. And he said, yeah, but maybe he didn't read it right, you know.
Yeah. And Scott's not coming on.
Scott Ham?
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't ask him. I didn't ask my girl, Michelle either. Oh, my God.
Oh.
See, there's a lot of people. Imagine if everybody that wanted to come on. We'd be here. It'd be a 6-hour Christmas show.
Let's do a telethon next year.
I'm going to do something special for those guys later. We'll do something special. We'll do something. I don't know. It's so hard to do that. Yeah. You understand what kind of position I'm in?
Steve will bring
people
Michelle.
People think that I don't care about them.
Steve will bring Michelle on for Valentine's Day.
Yes. Me and Michelle are going to have a romantic Valentine's Day this year. So, Michelle, if you're listening, I didn't forget about you. Scott, I didn't either. She's really a supporter.
I know she lives out in the woods, but she's going further into the woods now.
And then
well,
Natalia. Is that her name, Natalia Sky?
You know what? I've messaged her because I was wanting her to do our intro again like she did that 1 year. You know how she just said, hey, get ready, the M25 show. There's going to be a great show because she did a cool intro. And hopefully she'll do that. I don't know. Maybe she can do that live. Last time she just sent a recording and we played it. And she had the snow falling and stuff and said, get ready for the M25 show, Christmas show. And then we went on to the show. So maybe she'll come on live in the intro instead of playing our song. Mm-hmm. But that's if I can get a hold of her and she is free.
Yeah,
so.
I know she took a break. Hasn't she taken a break?
Yes. She was doing some schooling. Mm-hmm. I think she came on and talked about that. She was doing some nursing and stuff like that. So. But she's back and she's trying to do both, which is hard. So
yeah,
we'll see. Hopefully she will. And everybody else, I got a hold of some other people and they didn't get back to me. So hopefully next year I try to get a hold of Selena, and I actually did. Oh my God.
Amanda Solis.
Yes. And she said, hey, talk to so-and-so, the guy that I usually talk to. And he said, hey, let me check. And, he never got back to me, so I had to set up everything. So, you know, it's tough, Alyssa. But anyway, throughout the year, we're going to get through everybody again and have some fun. This time, we're going to be going on the field. So be ready, Alyssa.
Oh.
So instead of doing a show like this on a Thursday, we will go on the road and that'll be our show. We're going to get out there and start promoting our show that way and going to different places and stuff like that. So you never know. We may be coming to your town. Or your place. I don't know. Wherever that may be.
Near you.
So what we're going to do here is, Alyssa, one more time, tell everybody to show up for our Christmas show.
Our Christmas show is next week, 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. I was going to say a.m. and Pacific time at the same time. Wow. Damn. 9 a.m. Pacific time. Here at the M25 show. It's our Christmas show. We have a lot of guests lined up. It's going to be an extra long show. So if you can't make it at 9, you can come at 10, whatever time. We'll be here for 2 hours. Good Lord.
Two hours and 40
minutes.
By the time we get out of here, it'll be probably 3 hours.
Yeah. So come watch us. We got a lot of guests lined up. It'll be a good show. And come support us. Subscribe to our channel.
Yes. Oh, yes. Our YouTube channel,
yes.
Right?
Yes. December 22nd at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
All right. Yes, and that, you know who's texting me right now is Bigfoot Hunter. He's probably mad because I didn't invite him on either.
Oh,
he's
gosh.
calling me F face, fuck face, and
Jesus, Jeff, I gotta and I can support that.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. I apologize about our guest. You know, I'm sure he's got things going on, which is understandable, and I apologize. But yeah, we gave him another shot. Okay, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you next week.
It's
our last show for the end of the year, and then we're going on vacation. So Alberto likes this, that we're going to be off for about 4 weeks.
No, we're not.
And we'll...
2 weeks. Three tops.
Two weeks. 2 weeks.
Or send me $20 for all the money I'm losing.
Oh, here we go. Crazy.
All right. We got two Eddies now.
All right.
Okay, we're going to get out of here.
Don't shush me.
The trash man's here. Okay, let's get out of here. Thanks, everybody.
You don't want to talk to him?
He's coming to pick you up?
Oh, it's pretty quiet. I don't want to.
He doesn't want to find you. You don't want him to find you?
Steve's ashamed of the show. He doesn't want the trash man to know.
Yeah, it's not the new year yet. I've got to be careful. hopefully it's not one of the guys that I was, girls I was with. You never know who you run into.
Steve's worried that his wife threw all his pictures away.
Oh,
his wife
told talking about on my phone.
Your wall pictures. Your wife told the trash man, "You make sure you get that bag out of here." Steve's hiding it.
I know. She hasn't even said anything, guys. I haven't put them back up yet. I just put one that's behind me. But it's a lot of work to put all those pictures up.
You can't really see it. It's like a reflection.
It's the sun, probably. But
yeah.
You know how
I see it is. Like it looks like a girl with a red shirt on or jeans. I can't even tell what it is.
Yeah, it's Miss Natalie from the Rockabellas. Remember her? Mm-hmm. She was just on a couple weeks ago.
I think Elizabeth was off that day.
Look.
No, it was all girls, and she did. She redid a car, didn't she?
No, that was the Mandy.
Oh,
she
Mandy,
was
in okay.
the. She was like the one that put the group together, and then
this is the one Steve wanted to start a fight between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Oh, yes. I don't think I was here.
Yeah, you weren't here. That's right. Anyway, I put that up because I figured I need something behind me. So
yeah.
Okay. Anyway. It's all good. One more show, and then we're on vacation. So everybody, please tune in for our Christmas show next Thursday, 9 a.m. sharp.
Yes.
We will not be waiting for you. We are putting our foot down these days. Okay, we'll get out of here. We'll see you guys.
And if you know how to fix the internet, please go to Eddie's house so Eddie can be here too.
Right.
Yeah, even if it's hot, if it's illegal, whatever, please, we need him on the show. Okay,
let's call Elon Musk. Maybe he can have his little satellite beam some internet down to Eddie.
Right?
Eddie never even texts me back. Got a lot of nerve. So maybe he doesn't text me either.
He's talking to his brother.
He didn't have internet, so he couldn't respond.
He was texting me. I told him to come on in with his phone because he's got to have data. That's how he uses his phone, right?
That's why he doesn't have unlimited data, probably.
Really? Wow.
There are people in the world that don't have unlimited data.
I thought that's almost a thing now, isn't
Obsolete.
It?
Absolutely.
Well, Eddie,
like a thing that comes with the plans?
Eddie's on Cricket.
He probably
so.
Can only make a phone call after 9 o'clock.
Oh, remember those?
Unlimited minutes right. after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
You have to wait. No wonder he talks to me after in the nighttime.
Yeah. Oh, all night at work.
Special.
Unlimited data, unlimited talk.
Unlimited data.
During the day, I never hear from him. It's only overnights. Yeah.
You think he's sleeping, but he can't use his phone. It's on lockdown.
He's sitting there looking at his phone all mad.
Is it Metro PTS or what's that
Cricket.
Company? Metro.
Cricket.
Yeah, Cricket. T-Mobile.
No, he's on track phone.
T-Mobile.
Was it? Net 10.
Walmart track phone.
All right, get out
All right, guys. I know we're having too much fun, but we gotta go. We got so much to do to get ready for like next week. So
yeah,
we'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in, as always.
Stupid reality again.